sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, January 17th, 2008 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And if anybody's gone onto my website at theamericanawakening.org and clicked on guests for my show, then you will know that I've got none other than Sherry Jackson, one of the stars of Freedom to Fascism, coming on my show in just a few minutes here. And we're going to talk a little bit about her case, get an update on that, and just kind of get into the whole thing about the IRS as a whole. And as most of you know that listened to my show yesterday, I did a whole show on do we really own ourselves, and if not, who owns us? And I haven't finished that up. I've got some more stuff. I've got some remedies to go into. Might touch on that a little bit today, but it really sticks in my craw, folks, because in essence, as we know, all of you that have watched Freedom to Fascism, there is no law. But then on the other side of the coin, all revenue laws are commercial. Just look in the UCC code. And we've got these political prisoners out there. Irwin Schiff, still in prison, going to be there probably for the rest of his life. I think he got a 13-year sentence. Larkin Rose, who did 13 months in prison along with his wife. Dick Simcannon, that's still in jail over this. I mean, it just disgusts me that they're putting these people away for a crime or a law that doesn't exist. And as always, now don't forget, you know, I'm going away for a little while, but I'm taking my Cardivite with me. So I want you to call Don Wiskin at 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. This is what gives me the energy to fly, the energy to drive, the energy to run around the parking lot 10 times if I want to. It's good stuff. Give him a call. Also, my buddy John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors, folks. Anything you need as far as what to invest in, what not to invest in, if you've got some money in there, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, CDs, IRAs, annuities, whatever, give John a call. John is great. He's laid back, and he'll never steer you wrong. His number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And I want to remind you again, there's a new host on the network. She comes out at 9 a.m. Central. She has a show called Escape from Freedom. Her name is Nadia Shamsuddin, and I'll tell you what, I heard her show today. Matter of fact, I rolled out of bed and heard her show. It's a good show, a lot of useful information, but I'll tell you, the background of this lady, well, she's got as many credentials as I do and more, and I'm very impressed with the way she comes across and the information that she provides. Now, remember, tomorrow we got Tim Wingate, Riding Point. I'm going to be calling in Friday, and I'm going to be calling in Monday, but he's going to be Riding Point. He's going to be controlling the show, and then the whole show Tuesday, because I'll be traveling, but I will be calling in. Now, as far as guests are concerned, remember, go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, click on guests on my show, and you'll find my upcoming guests. I'm really proud to say I've got none other than Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on next week, who's written Constitutional Chaos and also A Nation of Sheeple. He did a wonderful speech, 48 minutes long, that pretty much took apart the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, and the Patriot Act. And that's a you-don't-want-to-miss show, folks. You want to call your friends, neighbors, relatives, barber, lawyer, doctor, Indian chief, whoever. Got Richard Gage coming up also next week talking about Homeland Security hearing with Jane Harmon as the host. And Michael Rivero is going to make an appearance, too. So it's going to be a good week next week. I'll see you in three with my guest, Sherry Jackson. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors. This is going to be a good show, too. I'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Come a little bit closer and you hear what the star, one of the stars of Freedom to Fascism, has to say. And that would be none other than Sherry Peel Jackson. Sherry, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. By the way, how is the weather down there in your neck of the woods right now?
It's kind of mushy. We had a little snowflake scare last night, but it didn't stick, so everybody... The kids had to go to school and whatnot, and it's just kind of dreary outside. It's about 30-something degrees.
Okay. No, I've got a friend in that part of the country that said that they were preparing for a storm I think it's a little bit north of you.
Right.
But at any rate, listen, as you know, I had a lot of people that were asking me, whatever happened to Sherry? We haven't heard anything about Sherry. Where's Sherry? What happened to Sherry? Everybody's so concerned, and I have to give kudos to my listening audience because we're all a tight-knit group. You know, we have new listeners coming on every day, but everybody is just as concerned about one individual as they are about another individual. We all stick together here, Sherry. And what I'd like for you to do, for the sake of these listeners as well as the new listeners that have come on, I would like for you to kind of bring us up to speed. And for the sake of the new listeners, tell us what happened to you, and then, you know, you went through court, and then what is going on up to this point in time, if you would.
Okay, well, of course, for those who don't know, I used to work for the IRS as a revenue agent, and quit the IRS and then afterwards started a CPA firm and started hearing about the income tax not really applying to us. And as I did more research, found out that the people that were saying that were telling the truth. And I actually started questioning and going around and speaking about it. And I guess, you know, they really got upset about that because I have credentials and I used to work for them. So in July of 2004, 15 to 20 armed agents came in and raided my home. They were here from 7:45 in the morning till 5 o'clock. They took all of my DVDs and CDs and books and financial records and left. So from July of 2004 until April of 2007, I figure they were looking over that stuff to figure out what else they could get me on besides the fact that I stopped filing taxes, which everybody already knew because I was telling people. I never did tell people what to do or not to do. I just told them what I'd learned. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to be a hypocrite and file tax returns and tell people what I learned about them not applying. So in April of 2007, in the mail, I got what's called an information. It's something different than an indictment. An indictment is something that has to go through a grand jury. They didn't want to go through a grand jury for whatever reason. And it was an information. And got some lawyers. I had ended up with three lawyers, one local here and then Larry B. Kraft. And right at the end of the trial, before the trial, Jeff Dickstein came down. And what happened at trial was very interesting. It started on a Monday. It was over on Tuesday. I was not aware of how things worked. I had been to other trials, but none of them were like mine. The government got up and said she didn't file her taxes. She made some money. And then that was basically it. And I got up and I said, okay, well, let me tell the people why I didn't file any taxes. I've told the same testimony around the country several times about how I found out. And when I was finding out and doing the research, I went back to some of my former coworkers to ask them to help me find a law or to pick their brains on what they knew about the fact of whether we did or didn't have to file. And I went back to five different people during that period of time, and all of the years from 2000 all the way up through 2007, I'd never publicly mentioned their names. I just said my revenue agent friends. Well, in court, their names came out. My testimony started, unfortunately, on the first day, but it was a split day.
Now, let me stop you just for a minute, Sherry. Mm-hmm. These five coworkers that you asked to help in your investigation, mm-hmm, to find a law that made us required to file an income tax, and these coworkers agreed to help you, correct?
Well, some of them were helping me. Some of them, I just got comments from them. You know, one of them actually gave me research discs. One of them was supposed to go look up all the information on the Give Me Liberty, which is We the People Foundation site, and a couple of them I just talked to. So basically three of them I asked for help, and the other ones I just got their comments.
But they did help you.
Right. They gave some kind of feedback, whatever it was.
Okay. Very good.
And
go
one
ahead.
Of them even gave me some research discs. This is a girl that was in my wedding. I mean, I was in her wedding, and we went to college together. So she was one of the first people that I asked, and she said, you know, this is what she told me. She said, I can't find any information to rebut what you found. You have to make a personal decision as to whether to stay in the system or get out. That's what she told me. And so that's what I told the jury. And the others, I told them exactly what the people told me. That one of them told me that, you know, they don't want to talk about it around here as I inquire or whatever. And so I got up and told how we'd gone to Washington and marched around Washington, and the congressmen ignored us and whatnot. And at least four of the jurors were intently listening, some of them even on the edge of their seats. My people in the audience told me that the government was looking at them, look at me. And overnight, they went and found three of these people. They paraded these people in at noon the next day. And each and every one of them got up there and told them that I had never talked to them about it. I had never said anything about it, and if I had, they would have remembered.
You know, Sherry, now I want to ask you, as you were sitting in this courtroom, and you know in your own heart that you had approached these people, and you had talked to these people, and these people had given you information, you were co-workers with them, and not necessarily great friends, you went to one of them's wedding and so forth. As these people went up and got on a witness stand and lied on that witness stand, I mean, that's a moral decision that they were making.
Yeah.
And you knew it, and they knew it. Now, my question to you is, obviously their paycheck was worth more to them than their integrity. But would they look you in the face when they were lying?
Oh, no. Oh, no. As a matter of fact, the main one, the girl that had me as a bridesmaid in her wedding was noticeably very, very nervous. And after the shock that I had of finding out that they were going to lie, I was able to scribble a note to the lawyer, and Larry Beecraft got up there and asked her, did you give Miss Jackson some research disc? And she kind of almost jumped out of her chair. And she said, no, why would I do that? I didn't give her any research disc. Well, I have the research disc in my office with her name and her personal home address on them. And so the other guy that got up and lied, he said he'd never seen me since 2000. And he did see me in 2000, but we didn't discuss that, and he didn't tell me anything. In 2006, I saw him coming out of Kaiser Permanente. I mean, we were going out, and he was coming in, me and my son. My son was 16 at the time, and he said, well, how goes the fight? Because we had discussed it. So in 2006, he says, how goes the fight? And I told him, and I gave him a copy of America, Freedom, and Fascism. Now, my son at the time was 16 years old. He remembers every detail. So I have a witness of, you know, even though he's family, he's not going to get up there and lie. There's no reason for him to lie. He saw the man, and he would be able to identify this man. So Jeff Dickstein put a motion for retrial and evidentiary hearing in on Thanksgiving Day. It's 13 pages, and it basically says, we caught these folks in a lie. We want a retrial. We want a hearing to show the evidence up front and put it into evidence, and then we want a retrial. This was Thanksgiving Day. We hadn't heard a peep.
They
want to go on with sentencing. Yeah.
Okay, now on the one hand, they have not responded to the motion for retrial, which is a valid motion based upon the fact that they blatantly caught these people in a lie in the courtroom. And now they want to continue with the sentencing. And what are they doing, ignoring the motion for retrial?
I haven't heard a peep. I haven't gotten anything from anybody on it.
You haven't got anything from anybody. Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. These people, and in your mind, what do you think happened to these people? Do you think that they were threatened with the loss of their job? You think they were threatened bodily?
I think they were threatened probably with the loss of their job. Because I don't know if I had overnight, you know, I'm sitting at home and, you know, it's been years since I even talked to Sherry Jackson, or in the one gas case, it's been, you know, maybe almost a year, but not quite a year since I've seen her, and all of a sudden I get a knock on my door or a call saying, hey, you got to come down to court because this Sherry Jackson said that you were helping her research the law and you need to go talk to the DOJ, you know. And I don't know what they told them, but they lied. And they didn't have much time to think about it because, you know, it was like overnight, because, you know, unless somehow they found out in advance. But they didn't look like they were that prepared for this. The main girl, she looked very, very upset and just very nervous, which makes me think that they did go find them overnight. Now, two of the five they didn't find, or they didn't bring forth.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. You worked in the IRS for a number of years, and you were a revenue agent. You worked hand in hand with a lot of these people, and by your own admission, you asked a few of these people to bring questions to you. And when you were applied for a job at the IRS, and I just want to educate the audience on this as well as myself, did they give you any sort of psychological testing and IQ testing and that sort of thing?
Not really. They checked the resume and whatnot. And after we got hired, we had to go through some techniques to see how we would respond. And there was one guy that was fired because he was reading people their Miranda rights. So, no, not really. They didn't go through, you know, they asked us a whole lot of questions. It was just a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. And you say that one guy got fired because he was reading Miranda rights.
Miranda rights. I guess he thought he was in the criminal investigation division or something that had some kind of enforcement.
Well, they give the IRS agents, the revenue agents, what is called, I believe it's, what is it, a pocket commission?
Yes.
But it really, there is no foundation of backing on that pocket commission, if I understand correctly. It's really just kind of a, you know, for lack of a better term, a crackerjack badge.
Well, it's in the Internal Revenue Manual, there's a section on enforcement commissions and non-enforcement commission. And the pocket commission that revenue agents and revenue officers have are non-enforcement. They're administrative.
Administrative
clerk asking you to give over your information.
Right. They can ask. Okay, we'll be back in three. I have a number of questions for Sherry. At the top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special, very knowledgeable guest, former IRS agent Sherry Peel Jackson, one of the stars of Freedom to Fascism. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Sherry Peel Jackson, former IRS agent and one of the actors, one of the stars of Freedom to Fascism, who recently went on trial for failure to file returns. And evidently that's in a little bit of a quandary because even though they convicted her, her attorneys proved that some of the witnesses lied, and they put in a motion for another trial. At any rate, Sherry, short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. Now, you had mentioned these non-enforcement pocket commission things. So I take that. When a revenue agent gets that, are they instructed that it is non-enforcement? That, I mean, because they use it often to intimidate people.
No, they are
not. I'm sorry?
No, they are not.
They are not what?
No, they're not instructed that it's administrative.
Right.
I mean,
so
when I had
are...
mine, I was flipping the badge out, telling people to do, you know, get your books and records out, going to county clerks and having them pull records, and nobody ever questioned it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you a quick story. Back in 1995, okay, I had gone to a seminar that Irwin Schiff had put on, and you know, the Federal Mafia, read that book, and I did all this stuff and didn't file a tax return. And I actually filed for I filed a zero return, I believe. But there was they sent me a thing, and they fined me $500 for a frivolous penalty And I sent in whatever Irwin Schiff had instructed me, and they actually sent me the $500 back. Then I got a telephone call, and this is back during the days when you had a car phone in your car because we didn't have cell phones. And I'm going down the highway listening to music, and I got a telephone call on my car phone, and it was an IRS agent. And this lady wasn't a real nice lady. the first words out of her mouth, believe it or not, she said, "Turn that music down." I didn't even know who this lady was. She ordered me to turn the music down in my own car. So I turned the music down, and she says, "We want you in here tomorrow, yada, yada, yada." And I said, "Fine." And so I appeared the next day with – they wanted to bring in my books and papers and all that stuff. And I appeared the next day. Now, I remember I've been through this for 30 years. So I remember 30 years ago I'd go into an IRS office, and there was a pleasant, you know, receptions at the front. And there was some cordoned off, you know – different booths or whatever where you'd go in and sit down with it. Well, now when you walk into an IRS building, there's nothing there. It's all blocked off. There's nothing but a telephone. And when they open this big steel door, you walk through a metal detector. You think they might be a bit paranoid?
I know they are.
Well, at any rate, let me finish with this because I think you'll get a kick out of this. I brought a friend of mine with me, a tax-paying friend, a little nervous tax-paying friend. And they opened the door, and I walked through this metal detector, and it was this lady along with a guy that was about 6 foot six and weighed, I would say, at least 300 pounds, and it was not fat. This guy was big. And I'm assuming that they probably do that as a form of intimidation. Is that right?
Probably.
Okay. So they swoop me off into this room. They sit me down. My friend sits over in the corner. And up to that point, they were very, you know, they were professional. They were very no nonsense, but they hadn't done anything nasty to me yet. And so I sat down, and she walked out of the room for a minute and did something. And this 6 foot six goon is sitting at the next table, just staring at me, not saying a word. And she walked back into the room, and I was assuming that she was going to take a seat. And she whipped around like a police officer would with a, you know, that was going to throw a gun in your face or a taser or whatever. And she whips out this badge and she sticks it right in my face, so close that I could not even read it. And she screamed at me. She was about, I would say, probably 6 inches to 9 inches away from my face with her badge in my face. And she screamed at me the words, "Do you have intention to file your tax returns and pay your taxes today?" And, I mean, it was as loud as she could. Is this a tactic that goes on with regularity in an IRS office?
Not that I know of, no. You know, do you have people that don't have another life that do things like that?
more
than likely, just, you know, at least the people down here in Georgia that I know of weren't ever like that. We have one or two that I know of that act like that, but generally, no.
Well, it seems like you give some of these people a badge and it puts them on a power trip.
Well, what's happening now is so many people with credentials, like CPAs and people that have college degrees and can do better, have left. And they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. I mean, the people that came in here and raided my house are like rent-a-cops. One girl had her shirt was so low I could see about 2 inches of her cleavage, and her pants weren't all the way zipped up, and they were pinstripe pants. It was just, you know, it's crazy.
Do you think, and again, I want to go back just for a moment to the moral issue of this. And I know, you know, you went down the journalistic or the investigative rabbit hole on this along with John Turner, you know, Joe Bannister and people. And you had integrity and you had morals, you had conscience. And even though they were, you know, you had a paycheck coming in of a substantially good paying job, from what I understand, your ethics and your morals would not allow you to continue to – basically, what it comes down to is terrorize the American people to collect the tax that they do not owe.
Yeah, I have to clarify. I was already gone from the IRS when I found out the truth. I'd started a CPA firm. I did give up my CPA practice. I had 300 tax clients. And I gave up the tax practice because I could no longer help people file what they weren't supposed to do. I couldn't help them give up their funds.
Well, but again, you would not go down and apply for a job today, even though, you know, with what you've been through, you wouldn't go, knowing what you know now, you wouldn't go in there and apply for a job at the IRS today.
No way.
No.
No way.
Okay. All right, listen, we got to take another break. We'll be back in three. I've got some more questions for Sherry Jackson, so stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors. You'll be able to call in with your questions, comments, and be able to ask whatever you wish of Sherry at the top of the hour. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Sherry Jackson will not back down. You could stand her, stand me, stand most of the rest of you guys up at the gates of hell, and none of us will back down because right is right and wrong is wrong. And I want to give a quick thank you out to Chris. We put in that request for some different bumper music about a month ago, and what do you know? It's up there, so I'm thrilled about that. But anyway, Sherry, getting back to where we were, I want to backtrack for just a moment and touch on this interesting piece that you said they came to your door with what is called an information. What in the world is an information? I mean, you know, no grand jury, no nothing. What I mean, have they, you know, stooped now to the level where, you know, they have the power to say, well, if she's committed, you know, she's guilty of a crime, we don't need a judge, we don't need a jury because I have my non-enforcement pocket commission and I say she did. Is that where we're at now?
Well, actually, the information is something that they are doing without the grand jury, and it doesn't require an affidavit by an officer of the Department of Justice or whatever. So there was no affidavit. Nobody swore to anything. So that's what it is. That's what it was. And all it said is I didn't make I made over $12,000 in 2000. I made over $13,000 in 2001, and so on and so on. That's what it said.
That's what it said. And so and this information, if you will, you made over the X amount of dollars and you didn't file a tax return, yada,
right.
yada, yada. So this is a crime and somebody arrested you for it.
No, actually, they didn't.
They
you know, come down to the court on such and such date.
Come down to the court on such and such date because we're going to put you on trial.
Right.
Or we're going to ask you to plead guilty or not
right.
guilty, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, and this is what happened. So, and this, I'll tell you what, and for the benefit of folks, the listening audience, this really, really concerns me. Because I know in the past, you know, if you were accused of a tax crime, yes, they would take it before the grand jury or whatever, and they would have to get a court order. They have elevated themselves to the point where they feel they don't even need to do that. All they have to do is have some revenue agent sign a statement with a non-enforcement pocket commission saying, well, you didn't file, so go down to the court and plead guilty or not guilty to whether you filed or not. It has no relevance as to whether you're required to file because I'm sure that evidence was not presented to any judge. Am I right, Sherry?
As far as I know, the judge told the jury that she would determine the law.
That she would determine the law.
Right. She would tell them the law. They were to determine the facts. She would tell them the law.
They're going to determine the facts, and she's going to determine the law. I see. So she's and what's scary here is that when we get into the judicial, they're not looking at regulations or they're not looking at legislation. They're looking at case law. So basically, they're ruling from the bench. But it goes beyond that because I want to lead you down a path here and get your take on this. It's the same thing when they start filing these notice of intent to levy. They will toss something into the credit bureau as well, but also the recorder's office. And it's a notice of levy. It's not a levy because the levy requires a court order. It's nothing more, again, but a revenue agent with a non-enforcement pocket commission signing something that says you owe something, and they turn around and ruin your credit over it. Now, they've been doing that for a long time, and I'm sure at some point in your tenure with the IRS, you've probably done that as well, right?
That's a revenue officer's job. I was a revenue agent, so all I did was go out and audit people, but that's done all the time. But what has happened is they make everybody scared of them. The clerk's office, you know, wherever, they make people scared of them. And so people have companies that they work for that honor that stuff, yet they wouldn't honor it if it was about child support if it wasn't signed by a judge. Everybody has been made to be afraid of the IRS, and the American people need to grow a spine again, or we're going to be in big trouble. We're already in big trouble, but it's going to get worse.
Yeah, so are these levies, and maybe I'm asking you a question that you don't know the answer, but are these levies or liens that are brought down to the recorder's office, are they hand-delivered by an agent, or are they just mailed to them, or what?
I don't know how they get there, but I know that on the back of it, some information is left out, and that information in 6331A says that levy may be made upon government employees.
Right. It starts with Section B. Now, me being the nerd that I am, Sherry, back in 1995 when I went to the seminar of Irwin Schiff, I didn't take him at his word. I read the Federal Mafia. I sat down. I actually read the Internal Revenue Service Code twice. It was a very dry read. It took
obviously.
Me a while. Yes. But, I came away with that. And I wrote a book called The Bully Around the Corner. I never published it. I was afraid I'd get assassinated. But at any rate, in reading the book, specifically under Title 26, whoever they had, and this has been reworked, new editions that have come out over the years, as you know, and they have cleverly and covertly and nefariously disguised it to look like, the wording in there, it makes it look like you're a taxpayer, but they never say it. In other words, it's an assumed liability.
Right. They will
say, you are required to pay a tax on all of your taxable income. They'll
right.
they'll put that word taxable in there, but then they don't define what taxable is. So whoever these shysters were, and I assume they're attorneys, that put this entire code together, they put it together in such a way simply to fool the American people into thinking it. And then beyond that, as you said, when they take a lien or a levy down to the recorder's office, they're intimidating everybody into believing that, you know, you don't mess with the IRS. If you mess with the IRS, we'll investigate you. And I can remember, you know, particular people that were once involved with the Clinton administration. The Clintons sicked the IRS on specific people. So it's basically a dog and pony show with threats and intimidation and mafia Gestapo-like tactics. There is really no substance to any of it. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Just the substance is the fear of the American people.
And this is what they prey on, and this is what feeds them, is the fear. Now, I wanted to mention to you, and I know, you know, you went through this trial, and you know, hindsight being 20/20, from your perspective, in light of what happened with these witnesses coming up and lying, it would be a safe to assume that, you know, your perspective was probably it was nothing more than a sham. I would assume, right?
Yes.
Okay, and. I was reading, I did a whole show yesterday. The title of the show was, Do We Own Ourselves? And if not, who owns us? And I read a lot of information that was very disturbing to me because the United States government filed bankruptcy in 1933. And there's a particular quote that I was looking in the Uniform Commercial Code. Actually, it's Title 20. Title 27 under alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and they loosely back up their regulations in Title 26 with Title 27 as well. I don't know whether you know that, but
yes,
they cross relate them.
Yes, I brought
yes.
that up on the stand.
Did you?
Yeah.
Uh huh. And they're not supposed to do that because the Title 27 is simply alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, but they do it anyway. I've challenged that on a number of different occasions administratively, and they just ignore it. But at any rate, I'm going to read something to you. It says, commercial crimes. Any of the following types of crimes, federal or state, and they go into burglary and counterfeiting, forgery, kidnapping, larceny. But it also says offenses against revenue laws. That's a commercial crime. Now, my question to you, being that you went through the court system, you had some really, really good attorneys that defended you. You got a guilty verdict, yet they've put in a motion for a retrial based on the lies. Do you think it's possible that while these attorneys, which, by the way, are esquires, they are it's a title right under knighthood in England. Do you think it's possible that this entire court system is nothing more than a charade? It's an act that they're putting on, because I'll relate back to Irwin Schiff's trial and your trial. The judge in Irwin Schiff's trial said that the Constitution will not be – something to the effect of the Constitution will not be allowed in my courtroom.
Yes.
You in your trial said that the judge – or the attorneys would argue the facts. He would say what the law is. Right?
Right. Well, it was a she, and she said for the jury to decide the facts, and she would tell them the law. Yes, you're right. And yes, I do believe that our system is not what we think it is.
Right. And in the research that I've been doing, and I've been doing this, the income tax issue has plagued me. It has fascinated me, but it's also plagued me for the last 14 years. And so I watch very closely on these trials. I have a lot of respect for you. I've followed what you have done, you know, with along with Joe Bannister and the others. And I believe what is happening here, for example, when you went in, or not you, but the attorneys went in, when Irwin Schiff went in, when Larkin Rose, Dick Simcannon, all of these people went in and argued their case constitutionally, no law, yada, yada, yada. I believe, in light of what I have read now, that the reason that these judges say the Constitution will not be allowed in the courtroom or I'll decide the law or whatever is because the argument being put forth before the court is totally different than what the real argument is. And that
I have
is,
come to believe that since the trial was over also.
Have you done any research on this?
Hindsight is an exact science, and I've been doing a lot of studying as to why things happened the way they have happened.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, in looking, what's funny, and I know you know this too, Sherry, is the more we continue to peel away this onion, and believe me, it is an onion. It is the stinkiest onion that I have ever come across in my entire life. The more layers of this onion that we continue to peel away, the more shocked that I become. The more I become more enlightened, but I have to just shake my head in disgust at who these people are, these evil, diabolical, nefarious demons, if you will, that obviously money is their god, and this entire system is set up to fool people into fleecing them out of their life savings or their a portion of their money, while at the same time making them believe that this is a free country and it's the best place to live on earth.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yes, and so you think about this, and you think about, and I've thought about this, and I want to bounce this off of you. These mainstream media pundits, these media whores that get up like Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and Rush Limbaugh, all these guys that are paid these multi-million-dollar-per-year contracts. The reason that they're paid this amount of money is because they're really good at lying and causing people to believe it. And this entire system, all the way back from what we learned in school, which most of it is a lie, the tax laws, they are all a lie. It's a massive confusion, and it's that way by design. This entire system is set up on a lie mainly to enslave all of us into a system that extracts the fruits of our labor for the benefit of a few elites. That's what I have I've come to that conclusion based upon my research. How about you?
I'm with you, Michael. I mean, I think that those people out there, see, I'm down here in Atlanta. We have Neil Bortz, which is always having people on the edge, and it's like a pressure cooker. You know, America realizes that something's wrong. They don't know what it is, and all these pundits on the radio get the people all riled up to call in and scream and let off a little bit of steam. You know, just, you know, like you do when you go and make some tea. You know, you're letting off
yeah.
some steam. They don't want to blow the whole top. They'll let off steam on the radio. And yes, these people know they make millions of dollars. They know exactly what's going on. And their job, their assignment is to keep the people at bay, you know, feed them just a little bit of truth, and then the rest of it is boo-boo. And I ask my children, you know, in the circumstances that they've been through when they were small, would you eat this brownie if you knew that I put some boo-boo in it? Well, no, you wouldn't eat it, so we don't accept that. And that's what they're doing. I'm not accepting it.
That's cute. I'm going to use that from now on. Yeah, you don't mind, do you?
No, I don't.
When I start talking about the candidates, they've got eight candidates that are bold-faced on the front of this article, and all eight candidates, their backers are CFR members. So, you know, I always make the comment, you know, on the Democratic side, you can vote for doo-doo, or on the Republican side, you can vote for caca. Which one
right.
would you like?
Right.
Because that's all you're going to get. But boo-boo's even better. I like that.
Right. Well, you have to say that to children, you know.
Yes, I know. But at any rate, you know, and as long as we're on this topic, I wanted to mention I've got Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on the show next week.
Yeah, I read his book. Excellent book.
Is it? A Nation of Sheeple. Now, I didn't read that book. I read Constitutional Chaos.
That's the one I'm talking about. I read Constitutional Chaos.
Okay, now this man sounds to be a very, very fair judge. And I watched a 48-minute clip of this man on dissecting the Patriot Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Military Commissions Act, and basically telling us how we have arrived in the position we're in a nation of sheeple, where we have no more rights. But still, under this illusion, all these dumbed-down Americans think they still have a job. Now, the interesting part of this is, Sherry, that Judge Napolitano that has written this book and talk about all of these rights that have been taken away is on he has two shows on Fox TV, which, you know, all this is where the majority of these spin artists come from. So I find
right.
that's a literate, you know.
Well, hopefully he's trying to be a light in the darkness. Hopefully,
I was going to say, I was going to say that maybe, you know, amongst all this darkness and evil, they put this one guy in here to point to say, no, see, we're not like that. We're telling the truth because we have this guy who's a constitutional advocate on our show.
Right. And then that he's trying to hide the boo-boo.
I love it. I'm trying to hide the boo-boo. Okay, I'm writing this down as I speak here. Okay, now, so we're in agreement on that. Now, let's go back for a moment, and I'm going to open up the phone lines here in a little bit here, because I know I've got many, many listeners clamoring to talk to you. Back to the IRS for a minute. Back to your coworkers that worked with you in the IRS. During the subject of conversation, I mean, when you were auditing somebody, or you know, you were in an office and there was maybe 8 or 10 agents or whatever, did the conversation ever come up at any point in time from anybody about the possibility of you guys were attempting to collect a tax that there was no law? I mean, at some point in time, I know that these people had to have been approached with that question by some patriot or other.
From what I understand, patriots who let themselves be known were taken care of in a different group. I was there 7.5 years, and I never had anybody say to me, I'm not paying, I don't think we're liable. Or anybody that actually did file that said, you know, we're really not liable for the income tax. You really need to do some research. None of that. The only thing I ever heard, I vaguely remember somebody saying something about, oh, this guy doesn't think he's supposed to pay tax because the dollars aren't real money. Well, he spent them on furniture, and then they started laughing. That's basically all I've heard in 7.5 years. I think that there's a thing called an individual master file, and mm-hmm. there's a code on that.
Right, and
code,
it says
lets
TP.
People know. Potentially dangerous taxpayer code.
Well, okay. I put in a Freedom of Information Act, and I got my code on myself several years ago. When we get back, I'll tell you what I found on there. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to a break. My guest, Sherry Jackson, one of the stars of Freedom to Fascism. Folks, I'll open the phone lines top of the hour. See you in 3.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Boy, I like that song. I won't back down. Sherry Jackson won't back down. All of us won't back down. And it's the people that have the spine like us that are going to turn this ship around. And back to this thing about the master file, Sherry. Yes, I found a guy. I think his name was Otto something. But I requested my master file. And I got it, and this guy read it for me. And there, I think it was down in the left-hand corner. It had the initials. It had a little thing all by itself that said T.P. And this guy, Otto, I can't remember his last name or what, Otto Skinner, he told me that that stood for tax protester.
Okay.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, the ones that I remember were PDT, which is Potentially Dangerous Taxpayer. Which is what
potentially
they call
dangerous.
Them. Potentially dangerous. In other words, these people are angry at the government. They know something, and those were taken care of in another group. So the regular revenue agent groups didn't handle the potentially dangerous or tax protesters.
No, they would turn that over to the 6'6" goon that was sitting
at my
table.
The people like the lady
right?
that you encountered.
Okay, well, that explains it then. That explains why the goon was sitting at my table. And by the way, do you know what I told that guy when I walked out?
What?
Well, when the lady stuck her badge in my face, she said, you plan on filing enemy. She was screaming this at me. I retorted right back. I came back with I threw an Internal Revenue Code out there. I said, as soon as you show me the law that requires me to pay the tax, I'll be happy to. Well, that threw her for a loop.
Hmm.
And you could tell that she was off kilter with that, and she got up and walked out of the room. And this goon is still sitting there. Now, understand that my buddy, the taxpayer, right, is over in the corner, and this guy's having epileptic seizures. he's just flipping out. And I looked at the goon, and I said, by the way, buddy, did they send you to school to try to look like you're looking right now, the intimidation factor? Because if they did, you better go back. It's not working very well. And my buddy's over in the corner, he's just having a seizure. It was funny. But you say that they handle this, your PDT, potentially dangerous taxpayer, they handle this in a different venue, different format. I mean, are these the guys that they kind of put in the pile and they decide to prosecute, or do you know?
Well, it just depends. They don't really go after everybody. They pick and choose who they go after. They go after big mouths like me,
mm-hmm.
and then they go after people that make lots and lots of money like Wesley Snipes because they feel like they're going to be able to convince the jury this person made a lot of money. As a matter of fact, one of my friends that really pays attention to blogs, I don't pay attention to them because I just don't have time, she said that the bailiff in my case was on a blog, and he said that if he has to pay, I have to pay. So, again, all this goes back to you got the American people in bread and circuses. Feed me and give me my entertainment. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to watch Oprah. What happened on American Idol last night? And as long as our nation is full of people like that, then we're going to continue to get picked off.
Yes, I know. It's interesting that you say that because I've interviewed Marcy Brooks, who was the juror on that one tax case up in, I believe it was Illinois. And, the mindset of a lot of people, Sherry, is if I've got to pay, you've got to pay. They don't – but a lot of people, they're so dumbed down that they really – they can't grasp what's going on. And they don't want to grasp what's going on
right.
because they're too lazy to read, they're too lazy to listen, they're too lazy to understand. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. The top of the hour is coming up here. We're going to take a two-minute break, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, folks, and let the phone lines flood, and you have at it with your questions and comments for my guest. Very, very honored to have her on my show, Sherry Jackson. Might even get into a little bit of Wesley Snipes, because you're right. They go after the high-powered people that don't know how to shut them out. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up. All your friends and neighbors, great show, folks. Be right back.